Okay. So we spoke about yesterday morning who it is in Schara. The mitzvah of paying workers on time. Thought a little bit about Shlomo, the bits we left out, but then we fill in a few additional interesting points and chats. We discussed who it is in Schara. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to pay workers on time. Someone does a job for you, he finishes the job in the day, you must pay him during the day. He finishes the job at night, you must pay him during the night. Whether it's maintenance, whether it's a babysitter, whether it's any work you employ someone to do, you've got to pay that owner that time. If it's the day, the night, unless you have a different setup. Either the moichel, or you prearrange that you pay once a week, once a month, whenever it is. So, a few additional points adding on to that shiur. First shiur is, who needs to come to who? You do a job for me, and you tell me, right, payment, £50, I said, no problem, I've got £50 here. Do I need to go to you, or do you need to come to me? So, if I go to you, for sure, that's the best, because then I sure get the mitzvah.
Who's that?
Sorry?
Who's that?
Oh, okay. So I, the person who employs the worker. So if I go to you to pay you, then that's the best, then I get the mitzvah. I'm going to pay you. But you're not machoyev to. Really tell the worker, your money's sitting at home, in my house, come and fetch it. If he doesn't fetch it, then that's the biggest form of mechila. Telling you, I don't mind if you pay late. Why? Because if I want, I'll come for it. Why am I not coming now? Because I don't mind, I'll come tomorrow, I'll come the next day. The money's sitting there. You can only pay late if we know that you're moichel, not moichel the money, the moichel being paid now. If you don't come to fetch it, obviously you don't mind not to be paid on time. So, that's the first thing. First thing to know is the worker must come to the person who employed him. However, if he doesn't come, he's not going to get the mitzvah, he should run around. But it's the clearest form of mechila, the fact he didn't turn up to collect his money. See, he didn't come to collect his money, he didn't come to moichel, and no issa, no lav, and biyoma as well, you don't even say biyoma. Okay, that's the first setup. Second one. What happens if I don't employ you? Rather, there's a middleman. That means before we get to the exact details, let's keep it very basic. I ask someone, can you do me a favor? I need a painter. And you say, sure, I've got a great painter. And I call up Yankel, the painter. Say, Yankel, can you go and paint my friend's house? He says, yeah, sure. He says, I'm not paying you, I'm just arranging it. He's paying you. He wants to go around to his house, paint the house. Fine. Comes around and paints the house. At the end of the job, he wants his money. So, the person who had his house painted, he never employed him. He told the shatchan to employ him. The shatchan, the middleman, he's not paying that. It's not my job, I'm not paying you. The shatchan says, in such a case, there's no chiv here. Why? Because the person who had the job done didn't employ him. Chiv is the person that employed you. The person that employed you is not the one paying. He doesn't have money, it's not his job. He's just the shatchan, the middleman. There was no beer. Now this gets a bit tricky, because what happens if you are a secretary for someone and he says, can you order a painter, a builder? How do we view it then? Because Shulchan Aruch says, you have an apotropos, everyone knows an apotropos, it's someone who works, first of all, the case of your children, there's children who can't fend for themselves, they have an apotropos. Apotropos is in charge to look after them. Apotropos clearly is going to be one paying. Either it's not his money, and you're not doing him, doing it for so him, but he's busy, he's not nice to get it. Now, a secretary, the Lechor is the same thing. He's not, doesn't care about anything. He's just telling what the boss says. When you finish, he'll pay you the secretary, not his money.
Then the day is a shlichus.
Oh, the real shlichus is when the two people are not really a Lechor for each other. I said an employee, you said I'm not paying.
So secretary is employed by the
yeah. House. The other example someone gave was, he has someone who watches an electrician, and he doesn't have time. So he tells his worker, can you go and do the job for this person? So he goes to do the job. And then the job, he says to his boss, I want to be paid. He says, I'm not paying you. He called me, there's not enough time. I said, you, go to him. And the other guy said, I know, I spoke to your boss. So such a sense, everyone understands that it's all fair and he wants to be paid. The job makes sense. But the person who has to be employed is not paying. And more than that, he's not afraid for the money. I'm the secretary, he is Achroi. He sends the invoice and he's going to probably transfer the money or tell the boss to, meaning he is the only arich of the boss. He is the hand of the boss. And he tells the boss, can you arrange it for me? The boss says to him, can you arrange it for me? He's working for the boss. So when he calls you up, he doesn't say, ah, it's a secretary of this company. He says, this company employed me.
But it's still the okay for the boss to pay.
Yeah, secretary. Obviously he's coming to trust the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like saying. Yeah, he's not saying, he says, Amazon needs a job. I am the boss. I'm saying, I'm calling him up. A Moisel calls you up. So Gabba the Moisel, the secretary, or whoever's running the administrator, the Moisel, employs you. He's representing the Moisel. And therefore, he is paying you.
He's paying you,
the Moses is paying you, but he is the hand of the Moses. Yeah. The Moses is not a person, he is the representative. So therefore it's like... The Moses is liable, for sure the Moses is liable. But who's the one who's going to do the transfer? Who's going to be in charge? Who's arranging it? He's in charge of getting a builder. Therefore he has his responsibility to arrange the builder, and his responsibility to make sure the builder gets paid. When I call up, oh, someone for you, so I don't care, I'm just... I'm arranging him to work for you. Here, his mamish, he's running the whole job. He has to get done. He's the one where the marshal, the case of where you're, there's no one who's chayav. Because I come to say, can you pay me? Say, me? I should pay you. I was calling on behalf of him. Here, he comes into the administrator and says, me? It's nothing to do with me. Of course, it's got to do with you. You're the administrator of the Moises. Which means I'm working for you. I don't know the Moises. I know you remember. I know you look like, and I'm working for you.
The mercy gets a mixer.
Oh, there's a very big question here.
So when you look at the mercy, let's say when you perform the dialogue with the secretary and the boss, does the boss get the mixer and pay on time or the secretary?
Yeah, this is a good question. That. And then Moisel, we've got a whole body of people and governors. Who is it? Yeah, it's a good question. That. How does it work? Who gets the? Who do you deliver the mitzvah to?
It's
Abraham Schwartz or something. He's working on behalf of people.
No,
yeah, okay, yeah. And Pajama is more of a boss. He's a mamish. An administrator.
He's coming
from the is the administrator. Chayyar is the administrator, the secretary. He's the one who's running the show. And he's representing the Moisel. The Moisel he looks after. It's like his house. Just it's not his own house, it's a big Moisel. But he's running it. He has to employ, he has to pay. The Chayyar is here. But it is a sophic because how do you view who's the ultimate boss? Yeah, that is a.
So, wasn't it the secretary just saw it?
So the chayyar, he's the mechuyav to pay. And if he's mechuyav to pay, he has the mitzvah to pay.
So he is over the long.
The chayyar, I'm not saying for sure. He has a nizan about it. The chayyar is
definitely not the balagos because he's not involved.
He's definitely. Yeah, he's definitely.
He's out because he doesn't come to you.
He doesn't know. He didn't play. He's not chayyar. Okay, then you come to the next point. The Chofetz Chaim says, how much are you mechuyav to spend on the mitzvah? For example, I've got a £50 note. And it'll cost me £1 to change it. But when it's sold, more often you want to change your money. You haven't got any shkolim, you haven't got any English pounds. It'll cost you to change it. How much do I have to pay? What do I have to lose? What happens if I owe the babysitter £1? And it'll cost me £49 to change it. Do I spend £49 for the pound? So the Chofetz Chaim says you're not meant to spend a large amount of money. He says a small amount of money. His example is if it costs to change money. So if you take a very small percentage, that is normal. Why? Because if you change the money for yourself, you also pay it. Anytime there's a regular cost to send a check, just to do a transfer, anything like that, which is normal, and that's how you would normally do a transfer, then you'd have to pay that for the mitzvah as well, because that is the way to go about your normal day-to-day living experience. You spend the money to arrange this, to arrange that, you'd maybe pay a taxi to deliver the money, or pay someone to go around, anything which is normal to spend money to arrange the mitzvah gets done. That's normal to do, that you have to do. So an exorbitant amount of money costs you, I don't know, a few hundred pounds to arrange the money, they're not. But a normal amount of money is a small amount relative to what you're paying. Chofetz Chaim says you have to pay, and so too with effort. How much effort? Someone asked me, is it solvent? Does he have to go to press switch to pay? So if it's a minion, we know up to 80 minutes. But here there's no 80 minutes, there's no parasol. Just like if you didn't have to fill in, you'd have to go as far as you can to arrange to fill in. And so too with the shofar, so too with the any mitzvah. So this mitzvah as well, how much effort, as much effort as you can, like any mitzvah say or loyza say, you have to do as much as you can, not to be over the loyza say, and to fulfill the asay. So, traveling, any of these, trying to get hold of the guy, throwing him up, we can take you an hour, take you 2 hours, that's how long we spend on any mitzvah, it's no different to any other mitzvah, the amount of effort and time and money you put into the mitzvah to make sure it gets done. Finally, a very interesting point. The Chofetz Chaim at the end of the second period about Le Solim and Avschesed, he says like this. You employ two people. You've only got money for one. each one comes to you, each one £50, I've only got £50. To pay both, I need 100. I've only got £50, I can't make any more money, I don't owe money, I can't borrow money, I can't find money, I can't sell any, I did nothing besides this £50. So the Chofetz Chaim discusses what you do with it, and he says you split, you give 25 each. Then he says, what happens if you've got two people?
Yep. Sorry? You owe it twice this
one. Yeah, that's a big cash on the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim went on, he says each one is right, is right to demand his money. But then he says, what happens if you have two people? And he says, one you employ Sunday, one you employ Monday. On Sunday you employ an Oni, and on Monday you employ an Oshir, and now it's Monday. So you've got the money. One hand, the Oni give the Oshir. The other hand, the Oni, poor guy, doesn't have the money. So of course it's very simple, you give the Oshir, you listen to Isa, you have a choice. So that's the Chofetz Chaim. What happens if you have two people the same day, and one's an Oni, and one's an Evi? What's the difference? An Oni is always very, very poor, but he's managing, he can survive, he doesn't need to necessarily collect money, he's just living on a very, very basic, poor level. But he doesn't manage to worry. And Evyon is on so poor, the project to live, he has to go around collecting money for himself. So those are doing this, Oni and Evyon. Oni is poor, he's surviving. The Evyon is poor and he needs to ask people for money every single day to survive. So that's the Chofetz Chaim, such a case, who do you give it to? Very interesting. Do you give it to the Oni? You think of it to the Evyon, and Evyon is struggling day to day, he's collecting every day in shul, he can't survive, he hasn't got food for the day. Sends the Chofetz Chaim, give it to the Oni. Why give it to the Oni? It's amazing how the... Oh, more than that, the Chofetz Chaim says, firstly, he can go collecting. So the Oni can also go collecting. That's the Chofetz Chaim, the Oni's embarrassed. He's embarrassed to go collecting. The Evyon does this every day, that's his income. It's amazing how the Torah is yoked to so down to people to understand the person, even though the other guy's much poorer, doesn't matter. He'll survive, he'll manage. He'll collect a bit more. He collects every day £100, he'll collect £150. To make him the deficit, he'll rely on money from his job. Whereas the Oni, if he hasn't got money, he's stuck. And the collecting is such a big thing for him, he's never done it before. So the Chofetz Chaim, give it to the Oni. Now, take a stage further. What happens if you employ Oshir and Evi? So the Oshir's are loads of money, doesn't need your £10. The Evyon, because collecting is so poor. So what happens now? Chofetz Chaim says, maybe here, you give it to the... You get one hand to give it to Evyon, or you don't give it to the Oshir. The Evyon's used to collecting. That'd be a mamish repella. Here's the Oshir, he's got loads of money, he comes rolling up in his Rolls Royce, and you give him £10, this guy's collecting money. So there's Chofetz Chaim says in Paschim. He leaves it to the Sofik, he says more in Paschim, what to say, because he says, here it's so extremely different, even though the Evyon do collecting, the mice, the Osh is quite comfortable. He'll manage. So he's not saying he's going to be collecting and he won't get the mitzvah. But the Evyon is so poor, you're responsible for it to keep him alive. So Chofetz Chaim went to Arachim. It was an amazing lesson to see how we think about the Oni and the Evyon, who needs the money more.
I'll give it to the Osh, yeah, then borrow it back of him. Give it to
him. Yeah, that would be very good. You can do that as well. Yeah, you borrow it back. Chofetz Chaim discussed such a case as well. We have a guy who you owe money, he says, don't give me money. Because now it's late at night, I don't know what I'm going to spend on. Only tomorrow morning. I have a mitzvah to give it to you tonight. You only finish the job now, 10 o'clock at night. I give it to you tomorrow morning, I've lost my beer. So what do you do then?
Pay him, borrow.
Then you have
something to pay him, and then borrow.
Oh, sometimes it's very simple. Here's the money, and tell him, I want me to look after your money. I'm happy to look after your money for you. I'll take it back. Which is the question we speak about in the morning. How does beer work? Does it work? The mitzvah is every dry mitzvah, you just look what Torah says. Or do you say, since it's been Adon HaChaveri, do you look at the person? We gave a few examples of someone who didn't want the money, he wanted cash tomorrow rather than a transfer today. You got no cash on you, and you can do a transfer. He said, well, I want a transfer, I want cash. I can't give you cash tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be over. So do you say, my mitzvah, I'm transferring you money, don't want it? Too bad, I've got my mitzvah. Or do you say, no, all the Torah wants to worry about him. He wants cash. Again, it's a bit of a soft, how exactly you look at the mitzvah. And we said about the big cholim marshal, you go to visit someone, he's sleeping. So you wake him up, I came to visit you, I have a mitzvah. Obviously, the Torah doesn't want you to do that. So here, what do you say? Do you say it's on his terms? He says, I don't want money now, I want the money tomorrow, I want money like this, money like that.
He's mostly aiming on the mitzvah.
Sorry?
He's mostly aiming on the mitzvah.
No, he wants the money. But he says, I prefer it cash
tomorrow.
Sorry?
He doesn't want it now.
Oh, he doesn't want it now. But if you give it now, you don't need to give it. If you do, he's looking at a mitzvah.
Yeah.
So he said, I want to give it. I don't want to go about it, Because you decided you want a different payment plan.
So what's about a check?
Oh, so we're talking about checks. Checks is a SOFIC. How you view checks, transfers, any of these payments where you don't get it straight away. For sure the best is cash, because cash, you know, cash is king.
Transfer to his accounts,
yeah, the credit transfer is also good. Yeah, because some say the online is not.
Well, you're ready to spend for him.
Yeah, the bonus is that you haven't given him money, but you've given him whatever the country uses, and that is money, the bank account. It's not hard cash, but it works the same. The credit works the same, yeah. But then they come to checks, especially if it takes time to cash. Is there any value to a check? When I give you a check, I'm not giving any value. I said 2-3 days down, I'll come into your account. Is that BOMO? Well, I'll guarantee the money. I've got a piece of paper that ensures I get the money. All these things are fakers. So, in summary, the term of BOMO, which I think is the most important part of the whole BOMO, the chiyuv, everyone knows you got to pay. What's the term? The term, as we said in the morning, is really two term. Number one is mechila. Mechila has all different forms. Ali doesn't come for his money. Or he tells you, tuck him. Mechila doesn't mean he doesn't want the money, he wants the money. Mechila gets it now. He tells you, he's telling his resident, he doesn't turn up. Or he tells you, yeah, pay me next week.
You don't have to chase him up.
He has to come to you. Yeah. But if he comes, you tell him, I don't have. And then you find money, and you go, he doesn't know. Or you phone up and tell him.
He has to come to you.
Yeah. Again, it's a drop on if he comes to you and tell him, oh, I'm busy about mincha, and he comes again, I'm sorry, I'm having supper. Mm-hmm. So keep pushing him off, it's an Isra bomb as well, pushing him off. But he's gonna come to you. But if he, you tell him, come, I'm only sitting here, he doesn't turn up. He's like, I'm coming out of a car, I'm busy, I'm tired, I'm not, I don't know what. Then you may have to go to him. But he's happy to come, he's no problem. He doesn't bother, then that's the biggest form of mechila. Or if you tell him, I'm paying you on Sunday, I'm paying you on the 1st of the month, the 30th of the month. Whatever the setup is, again, it's all mechila, but it's set up like that. And the second letter, as we said, as well in the morning, was that if the day of labor is not the day of payment, then there's no BOMO. What does that mean? You have to pay on the day of labor. The answer is that all that you don't pay on the day of labor. For example, he only tells you how much it is 2 days later. Now, on a basis, I have to work out how much it costs me exactly. 2 days later, he gives you an invoice or a text or an amount. So the first opportunity I have to pay him is not the day of labor. So again, there's no BOMO. Or if there's an invoice that comes a few days late, picking something up from the shop, to, if it's a dry cleaners or fixing, you want something fixed, or people giving a shaitel to get washed. All these things where you pick it up the day after the day of labour. Give it on Monday. Tuesday's here is ready, pick it up on Wednesday. So Wednesday's not the day of labour, Tuesday is. And you pay then, there's no issa b'yomo, because the day of collecting the money is not the day of labour. There are many variations and variables of this, but the day of labour is not the day of b'yomo. Otherwise, if it is the day of labour, it's good to you, it's moichel's good to pay it. Because you have around a mitzvah, if he is moichel, it's not day of labor, there's no issa drabonon, there's the right, sorry, and there's no assay. If you do pay, you have around a mitzvah assay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mentioned that thanks to you, it was 90 centimeters. Now, how many is it? How many was it left?
How many was it? How much?
How much
is it?
No. How many?
How many is it?